Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here. This Wednesday night in April 2011, still staying alive out here in Southern California. No major quakes to announce at the moment, although we did have those dead fish just north of me on the Ventura coastline, but there isn't a Navy base out there. And I don't even know how you say it other than Point Magoo. And there's also Vandenberg Air Force Base a bit north of there. So who knows what they might have been doing out there, although the night before I did post to my blog that there was some very strange things going on with the ocean where the waves were crashing very hard, unusually hard, not necessarily large waves, but seem to be crashing quite hard, and I just don't know why. So I'm not sure if those two events are connected or not. We have a very interesting guest tonight. He is a lawyer who's written a book called An Act of State, and his name is William Pepper. And he practices international human rights law. And I'm not sure what he's doing nowadays. I'm actually going to be very interested to talk to him about that and see what he's following up nowadays, because this book was written, I believe, back in 2003. It did come across my desk, and I think that there has been not enough said about the assassination of Martin Luther King, and I'm sure that it was a plot just like the Kennedys, and it would be very interesting to hear his take on all of that. So we will be talking with him just after the commercials. And on Friday I have a Earth Change video conference that's happening. Anyone who has visited our site, projectcamelot.org, or projectcamelotproductions.com, can see the ads there for the Earth Change Conference. If you click on the ads, you can register in advance. Anything you you put in for paying will be going towards Camelot and making our work possible, making my work possible very specifically. And I'm headed to England to interview some of the members of the Megalithomania Conference, as well as trying to get an interview, still working on that, with Julian Assange and a couple of other people, Timothy Good, and I definitely will be probably seeing John Irwin in person and getting an interview with him, as well as a couple other people. So anything you can donate to help pay for that trip would be greatly appreciated. I exist mainly on donations at this time. This video conference on Friday is one of the few times when I'm actually set to make a little bit of money, but no telling how that's going to go. Okay, so we'll be right back with William Pepper and the assassination of Martin Luther King, among other topics, after this break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And unfortunately, we are not getting a hold of William Pepper at the moment for some reason. Hopefully, there was not a miscommunication about the time and the day of the show. That's always possible. At any rate, our radio engineer will keep trying behind the scenes. And in the meantime, I guess I'll take open lines for any of your questions. If you would like to ask me questions about Project Camelot, about what's going on with things that I'm doing, things that you're curious about in regard to work we've done in the past, et cetera, and I will also go on to the chat room and encourage you to also type in your questions there. And see what we can do as far as covering this time in the interim in case Bill Pepper shows up. And I hope he does, because I was really looking forward to asking him about the murder or assassination of Martin Luther King and other attending sort of details in that regard, as far as what he's been doing and the assassinations in general that have gone on in our country's history. And I will also take questions on my Skype for those of you who do know my Skype address. So let me see. I've got a really bizarre question here in the chat, so I'm just going to take random questions, and maybe I'll also go down some roads here with you guys. Somebody's asking what signs Bill was sending in the Fabregas video with his eyes and hand. None, I have to say. Not sure where that's coming from. That's kind of bizarre. I can assure you that there wasn't anything covert going on there. And the update of the dead fish. Well, as I said, that we don't know a lot about it. I simply know that we did have dead fish in the Ventura County harbor just north of me. And the reason they said was lack of oxygen. I'm not sure where this guy Dutch, let's see, he calls himself Dutch Sense. He's the one who makes all these really excellent short videos about the radiation, the spread of radiation, the maps, and so on. And but at any rate, that was the information, I think, given in the article that was out there. Okay, let me see if there's any other questions here. Someone wants to know about the validity of Laura Knight Jedzik's work. Laura Knight Jedzik is a brilliant mind, and I believe her work is quite excellent. Still to this day, I understand she has a lot of detractors out there. She does a very unusual kind of download, or whatever you want to call contact with an ET race. She calls the Cassiopeians, or that's what they call themselves. If you've watched my interview with her, you will know a lot of the background without me sort of going into it. But in essence, she and her group have done myriad of sort of tests on a sort of experimental basis before they accepted the information they were getting wholesale. And she used something of the scientific method to approach what some people would regard as channeling, which she does not. And you know, there are other people who are doing some similar work that don't consider their work channeling either. And channeling is highly controversial, but there are different ways of getting information. And people like Laura Knight Jedzik, Ashiana Dean, and I think, well, James of the Wingmakers, for example, all talk about using a kind of download method. And what that does is the person is fully conscious. They are not stepping aside to have their body taken over in any way. Many times they get sort of blocks of information as opposed to dictated one line at a time. And so on. It's sort of like some channeled information comes from what James Wingmakers would say is a kind of a matrix that goes above the sort of traditional matrix as we think of it. And I agree with his sort of conceptualization of that construct, which is that you could think of them as rivers of information, and they flow. There's like layers, if you might think of layers of rock. And the layer that contains channeled information is like a circular type of whirlpool in which it is sending you a lot of the same information that's been put out there for quite some time, and it's a kind of programming in and of itself. And I have to say that some ET races are using that method, on humanity at this time for those who are unsuspecting. There is other information which is, like I said, comes to people like Laura Knight Jedzik and like Ashiana Dean that is more, it allows for the freedom of the individual who is taking the information and getting the information and, in a sense, I guess in a sense taking dictation, but there's also a fluidity to it. And the question answer sessions that went on between Laura Knight Jedzik and her group and these sort of consciousnesses are fascinating, and there's just a tremendous amount of material. And what you would have to do is read that material in order to ascertain whether you thought there was any validity to it. And the only way you can really do that, other than checking out some of the, you know, factual information which is out there and has been verified, and she and her group have verified it, is to decide what resonates with you. And that involves the heart and the mind, and it is something that the more you develop your chakras, the more you reach a certain level of, I guess, DNA attainment. I'm not sure if that's the word, but at any rate, that your ability to discern truth from falsity increases really exponentially. Okay, so someone else is asking, I mean, these questions are really going all over the map. So someone's asking me if I will interview James Gilliland. Actually, you know, I have interviewed him briefly in the past, just we went up to the ranch, to Trout Lake, and we did see UFOs up there. But I've seen and had seen UFOs, you know, out on family camping trips in the Sierra Nevada anyway. So that didn't really impress me. Bill was rather more impressed, I think, because he hadn't seen UFOs, at least not other than his own sort of encounter experiences when he was younger. He hadn't seen, you know, UFOs just zipping around in the sky. You can see them here off the coast. I actually see them fairly often. If you just lay back and stare at the stars, ultimately there's so much traffic up there that you will probably see UFOs, and all you have, you can distinguish them very easily. They sort of zip back and around, and they don't follow any particular trajectory. And you can tell that they're being, you know, maneuvered basically. Well, as far as James Gilliland, he's, you know, I think his information is out there. I don't know what we could really bring to the table that would be different. And, you know, when I interview somebody, I try to get someone who has a piece of the puzzle that is relatively new, that contains information that, if it's not new, comes at it from a completely different angle. I prefer to interview also people who are sort of being panned or heavily questioned or heavily disinfoed. And in the case of James Gilliland, he's a great guy. I don't see any particular reason to interview him personally, and so on. So I guess that maybe answers the question. You can ask other questions if you have more, you want to drill down in some other way. Let me see. I'm trying to gather these questions, as I said, easily. And apparently James Gilliland has his own radio show. I think I did have him on a radio show too, Bill and I, back in the early days when we first did a radio show on this network, American Freedom Radio, if I recall. But it's been quite a while. Someone is suggesting that I talk about my Awake and Aware conference and who's going to be speaking. And actually, if you go to our website, projectcamelot.org, you'll see that there is, if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a new ad there for the Awake and Aware conference, which is coming up in September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And it should be a very exciting event, I have to say. We are going to be doing some advanced ticket sales to help pay for the venue, et cetera. and those will start around May 1st. We've got somebody who is already building the website for the conference. And it's going to be really absolutely great. I have some organizers on board already who have experience organizing these kinds of conferences. So some of the burden is off my shoulders, unlike last time when I had to do a great deal, in the at least initially. And eventually I had a lot of volunteers that pitched in, especially during the conference itself. That was a very successful event. But we didn't start it, actually come up with the idea of doing it. I didn't start it until, I think, 3 months in advance. And in this case, we have more advanced time. So we have time to raise money the good way, which is through advanced ticket sales. The speakers are that are confirmed so far are Bob Dean and Marcia Schaefer, Rich Dolan, Graham Hancock, let me see, who else? Jordan Maxwell. I have to get my list here because it's a number of people, and I don't want to leave anyone out. That would be unfortunate. Let's see. I've invited some people that haven't confirmed yet, so I guess I won't name those people. Sean David Morton is confirmed. And myself and Bill Ryan are confirmed, obviously. We will be having a panel discussion on the Saturday night. We will be having speakers all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And then the Friday night prior to the conference will be a meet and greet the speakers kind of cocktail party at the hotel. And that should be a lot of fun. It was great fun last year. Not last year, but in 2009. People really enjoyed it. One of the things about a Camelot conference that's a little different, I think, than some conferences, not that the opportunity isn't there, but because Camelot is something of a community worldwide, the people that fly in, and they fly in from all over the world, it's quite extraordinary. They really do a lot of networking and getting to know each other and making, you know, connections. And I think a lot of people have had some life-changing connections when they've gone to our conferences. I'm trying to see if there's anybody I forgot to mention. Oh, Miriam Delicato is confirmed. And we've invited at least three other speakers, actually four, who have not confirmed. And they're all just absolutely stellar. And if we can't confirm them, then ultimately we'll move on and find some others. There is no shortage of wonderful speakers, as you can appreciate, out there. And the theme of the conference this year is going to be consciousness. So at any rate, once the sales start, which is around May 1st, you will get a discounted rate for buying the tickets ahead of time. And we do encourage you to do so in order to make this whole thing a success, because we do have to pay for the venue, et cetera. And I don't know, people who don't know about these kinds of things won't realize, but these putting on a real live in-person conference is quite an undertaking and costs quite a bit of money. I have to say, we're going to pay for hotel rooms and flights of all the speakers. And we will have volunteers. We've already got, like, I don't know, something like 20 volunteers. Someone's asking, are there any new speakers? And some of the people that aren't confirmed are new, what you would call new speakers, which would be speakers that are not, have not already been part of Project Camelot necessarily, some of them. Others have, and they just, we're just waiting to find out. So, you know, what's interesting is also that there's only 2 days, simply because of the cost of putting something like this on, could only afford at the moment to do it for 2 days over a weekend. So we only have room for 5 speakers during the day. And then on the Saturday night, we'll probably have 1 or 2 speakers and a panel discussion. And that will be really packing things quite full. And then on the Sunday, we'll have 5 more speakers. So that's a total of, let's see, 10, 11, 12, give or take 12, around 12 speakers. And then Cynthia Crawford, who, if people are not familiar with her work, she specializes on people that are have been had contact and is puts on usually a workshop. And she did a workshop in the 2009 conference with people that was highly successful. So we try to give her a chance to do that. Often happens during the dinner hour on the Saturday night. Okay, so somebody's saying I need to open up the phone. I'm not sure what that means. But maybe to go on the phone lines and see if we've got people holding on that line. I have to figure out how to get there, so bear with me here. My computer's acting a little strange. Okay, we're going to go to commercial, and we'll come right back, and we'll take calls on the caller lines as well as at that time.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
too lazy, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. And our guest, William Pepper, we finally located him, thanks to the diligence of my engineer, Adam. And thank you, Adam. I guess we got him on his cell phone, not sure what happened, but he will be available to speak with us for a half hour in about 15 minutes, if I understood the message I got correctly. So that is good news. However, I'm not sure why there was a misunderstanding or what's been going on with that. So we'll just have to drill down later about that. The call-in number is typed into the chat there for people that do want to call in. And happy to have people on the line. It's 402-237-2525. And You can reach me that way, and I'll be answering those questions for people. The other thing is that there was just USGS has just announced there was a 6.0 earthquake off the east coast of Honshu, Japan, which is the center of the major of the nine quakes. So that's just FYI for everybody. That situation out in Japan is not over, as some people can appreciate. And there's a lot of disinfo swirling around in that regard, I have to say. I believe there's quite a bit of radiation, and the meltdown continues. It's interesting, I got a Ramtha communique from Ramtha that was sent to me by someone else, that was talking about how Japan is ultimately going to be hit again and is going to sink, and that sinking into the sea is the only way that I believe there are six reactors melting down, are going to be stopped. Not sure how that's going to stop them, but possibly the pressure and the of whatever occurs to make that happen. And then I guess the water's got to be very, very cold, so that might be helpful. I don't know. That would be an incredibly diabolical event if it did happen. Although I have to say that there has been a consensus for many years in that regard among sort of psychics and intuitives that Japan has been and is built on as a landmass, is very vulnerable. There's a part of New Zealand which has a similar problem, and this communique from Ramtha was quite, I guess, distressing to people that are maybe not familiar with the notion of just how much damage possible earth changes could do. I'm not sure whether it's accurate. There are parts of it that do coincide with some of my dreams that I've had in the past about the future. So I have to give some credence to it, I have to say, but I'm not sure just how much. So I have a caller, and I'm just going to welcome them onto the show. Caller, you are area code 727, and you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Hi, Carrie. This is J.P. Weber.
Hello.
I have been a fan from you since I found you through String Theory M Theory back in the beginning.
Right.
Remember that? I grew up in Greenbelt, Maryland. I don't know if you know where Greenbelt is, right across the street from NASA.
Okay.
The original NASA. And I was in a program, I went to Robert Goddard. They used to send us to the school on Wednesdays. Don't remember what happened on Wednesdays.
Really?
But anyways, I was part of a program, and it was for people with high IQs. And I'm not a whistleblower. Knew a lot of whistleblowers. But I'm so proud of what you've done, and I know the struggle that you go through every day. And I've died three times in the last 6 months.
Really?
Been in the hospital. Yeah. And I just got to the hospital yesterday.
How did you die? Of what?
I've COPD. I suffocated.
Really?
COPD. I had double pneumonia, pleurisy. I died 2 years ago. I went through the, it was like an electrical impulse. It's kind of hard to explain. It's like you're in a light bulb at first. But you get all information when that happens to you. It's like, I saw the Earth as a big ovary with energy that came from the universe that was like sperm that created the environment.
Okay.
That makes any sense.
Sure. That's interesting. Did it give you any information about the future?
The future is, it's we have to listen to Shelley Yates, and we have to not be caught up in all this drama. But we have to gain our spiritual energy. It's there for us. Right there, it's just right there at the end of our fingertips, and we must all just capture it and bring it within us. Now, I used to live at Beverly and Wilshire, or Beverly Boulevard and Larchmont. Do you know where that is?
Yes, absolutely.
I lived in the Dover Arms apartments, and Spielberg had lived in the apartment. I lived on the roof, and the elevator went up to, it was an old elevator, and that was my first abduction, and I always want to tell everybody, it's like, it looks like plasma. And I was taken out of my room in the middle of the night, and I was woken up. I was brought back at 3:33. I was taken at 12:37 and brought back at 12:33. And there was a voice in the room, and I'm deaf in one ear. And the voice said to me that there is no sin to the Father. And I was taken up. And here I am right in the middle of, you know, Beverly and Wilshire, or Beverly and Western. And I'm going, why can anybody see this big, huge ship? It's right here in front of everyone. And I was taken out of the window, and I'm going, how can no one see this? So I was brought back to 3:33, and then I thought that I was a Mormon at the time. So, and I thought that this was a message from God. For greatness in my life.
Okay.
Well, yeah, right. Well, I learned that lesson. That wasn't true. We all have greatness. I'm so glad I'm telling you the story. I've been wanting to tell you this story for 5 years. But yes, I was at part of this event that took place. I started the Tea Party movement. I'm one of the original people that started the Tea Party movement in the beginning. And I was invited to meet with Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, and all these other people. And I'm part of the committee of all this other whatever that stuff is. And you can Google me and find that out.
Okay.
But it got usurped, and it started out as a spiritual movement and an awakening. And it got usurped by the reptilians or the Republicans, whatever you want to call them. And that's what it started out as. And it was because of you. It was because of you. And David Icke, and a lot of the other people that did, those are the ones who really started this movement and don't even know.
Lovely. Okay.
I mean, you really did. Because all the people that originally started the Tea Party movement were listening to you. And Aaron Russo, and that's how this vibrational energy came about in the beginning. And then it got usurped and it got stolen.
Okay, I hear you. Well, that's very likely, I have to say, and thank you for mentioning that. I am interested in what you said about NASA and the whistleblowers. You said you're not a whistleblower, but you've known a lot of whistleblowers. Did I say that right?
Greenbelt, Maryland, which is where NASA is.
Right,
One of the original location. I went to high school directly across from NASA. It was actually part of the, there was a pig farm there. It was called the pig farm. And underneath the pig farm, which we were taken to because everybody in our neighborhood, it was that went, worked at NASA. And I was in the Boy Scouts. And there's a whole underground city. And it looks like it's between Andrews Air Force, not Andrews Air Force. Actually, it does go to Andrews Air Force Base. but it goes to Fort Meade from NASA to NSA. There's a whole complete city underneath there. And above it looks like a farm, and it's called the Pig Farm. And we used to have this joke about finding the goat man, which there was a goat man. And he was half goat and he was half man. And they were doing genetic engineering back in the 50s.
Are you really that old?
I'm 50 years old. I'm 50 years old, but they were doing it back in the 50s. So when we moved there, there were these entities that we would go as kids to go find back in the woods behind the high school and the pig farm. And there was the pig man, the pig, but anyways, and they existed.
Okay, but to get back to the whistleblowers, were you saying that you know whistleblowers? Because I am interested in that, obviously.
I can give you some names that can get you. Bob Baumann was, he died.
Okay.
And he worked with Bob Dean.
Really?
Yes. You can ask him about Bob Baumann, Blady, James Blady, I think was his name.
Okay, well, why don't you send me an email with whatever information you have about whistleblowers, because I'd be very interested. I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go because we have other people asking all kinds of questions in the chat room.
Okay, I love you, dear. I love you, dear.
Thank you so much. Very nice to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, the phone number is 402-237-2525, and we are waiting for William Pepper. I don't know if we're any closer to getting contact with him. I'm going to be checking. Doesn't look like it, not yet. So I'm going to look and see what kind of questions the rest of you are asking. I can see that there's a great deal of activity going on over here in the chat room. And by the way, the chat room link is on the front page of projectcamelot.org. If you just scroll down to my radio show area, you will see it there. Let's see. I'm not sure. Somebody is mentioning a Dr. Delbert Blair. I don't know about that person. But happy to look into the information. You should send me an email, with more information if you want me to look into that further. Because these chat room chats are much too hard to sort of, get the history from. So. Just FYI on that. People are wondering, let's see, this is kind of a lot of just general chatter, I guess. So if you're asking if there's something coming, some people are asking if, you know, saying there's something coming, et cetera, et cetera. There appears to be. There is great activity around the Ring of Fire, and I believe that we're looking at some events possibly during the month of May and also June. To get back to the Ramtha material, Ramtha was actually saying they were going to have a major earthquake in the UK and England, of all places. And I find that extremely hard to believe. I don't know if there are any people out there that live in the UK or have heard about the history of earthquakes in that area, but I would say it's extremely rare. So I'm not sure how that could be a kickoff event for everything else, but that's again what Ramtha is saying. Some people are asking about Bariska. For those of you who don't know, Bariska is our most popular interview on the internet, I believe, to date. I think that's still true. And no, we haven't heard any new information from Bariska, unfortunately. We lost touch with him. We do have some phone numbers, but the problem we've had continuously is with the Russian language, the language barrier. Also just simply not getting any return information, when we email and so on and so forth. So It would be lovely to hear from Briska again, and he should be well into his teens by now, so he may be in a position eventually to come forward himself. But we'll be right back after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and I believe that we have William Pepper on the line. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Hi there. Not sure what happened. Do you know what went on? My understanding was you wanted to come on the radio show. Was that a misunderstanding?
No, but there was no prompting, and I'm involved in trying to file out a brief on an emergency basis, and I've been tied up on that for the last several days. I had no clue about timing or anything else because there was no advance word from your people.
Okay, very sorry to hear that. I've had you on my calendar for a couple months, so I'm sorry that, you know, I understand things are moving very fast right now. So you're working on an emergency brief. Are you able to talk about that? Is it anything that you would want to talk about publicly?
Yeah, well, we can speak about it, but I don't have a great deal of time.
All right. So what can you tell us about what you're currently working on?
Well, we're doing a supplemental brief to the Federal District Court in Central District of California, asking for an evidentiary hearing or a granting of the writ of habeas corpus for Sirhan on the basis of actual innocence more than anything else.
Okay, excellent. And so can you tell us, is there a link-up between the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy?
Well, link-up.
What I mean is behind the scenes and in how it was organized, by whom?
Well, I think the same forces were behind both assassinations. I don't think there's much doubt in that. The two cities were compatible cities for covering up such an assassination. I think Martin was supposed to have been assassinated in Los Angeles, and they changed and moved that hit into Memphis because it wouldn't be seemly to have two assassinations in a short period of time in the same city. So they moved Martin's hit to Memphis, and Bob Kennedy was hit in Los Angeles. So there are those links. There are the links in terms of the positions they took on the major issues of their time, which still remain with us today and are unanswered by anyone, including progressive, so-called progressive forces in this country. So, I mean, that is basically what one can say about the two assassinations. They were both going to areas that the forces who run this country simply couldn't allow.
Okay. Well, I know that towards the end of his life, also Bobby Kennedy had asked Martin Luther King to possibly be his running mate, and I'm wondering if that sort of increased the sort of chances that there was a link up between the people who are planning to assassinate Bobby Kennedy as well.
Well, it goes well beyond that. Bob and Martin King were targeted for years. They were on a list. It was just a question of whether or not they could be defeated in one way or another, economically or socially, in terms of media condemnation or whatever, destruction of their credibility. And if that couldn't work, then they would kill them. Killing is the last resort that these people use.
Okay, so if you are filing something at this time, it's really late in the game. Could you explain how it is that you've decided to file this at this time?
Well, we came on the case when Sirhan's lawyer died, and then the friends and family came to me and showed me the evidence of actual innocence. So there was no way that he could have killed Bob Kennedy. And he was always in front of him. Bob was shot from the rear at close range. There were powder burns on the jacket. The fatal bullet was fired less than an inch from behind his ear. 12 witnesses saw Sirhan always in front, at some distance in front. Hand was pinned to the table with the gun after the second shot. Then we had the Brzezinski recording, which showed that it was a tape recording made inside the pantry. Technology wasn't available in 68. Technology is available now. The key engineers advised us that 13 bullets were fired from two different spots in the pantry, and some of them overlapped, so there were simultaneous firing. So there's no question there were two shooters, no question Bob was hit with bullets that were fired from west to east. Sirhan was in the east firing to the west, but only got off two shots. The evidence is overwhelming. case was thrown by his defense lawyer.
Now, I have a contact who, knowing that you were coming on the show, had been giving me some background information. He said something very similar to what you're saying. He said he believed the bodyguard killed Bobby Kennedy.
A lot of people believe that. I don't believe that's the case.
Oh, you don't?
No. I think he had a role to play. I think Cesar had a role to play. And I think his role was to move Bobby into a position where he could be killed. But I don't believe he was the shooter. Shooter was somebody else. Went down to tie his shoe, pulled the gun from his sock, and then fired the shots upward. Bobby was killed with shots that were fired at an upward angle.
I see. Okay, well, what about, I guess we're going to commercials here. If you're able to stay with me for another 15, 20 minutes, it'd be great to have you.
Well, I can stay with you for a while, but I've just got too much on my plate, so let's do it as quickly as we can. I don't really have
much
time for commercials.
Thank you. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome. We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Ready to drop the old output.
Ready to go. Good. 5. Roger, copy. 3.
Good. Now 2. 1.
Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
this is Carrie Cassidy, Whistleblower Radio, Project Camelot, and we are talking to William Pepper about the assassination of Martin Luther King and of Bobby Kennedy. Mr. Pepper, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You're a lawyer. Do you have the go by the name you know, Esquire or Doctor or?
Well, it depends on who you are. Both. I mean, I have an academic doctoral degree, and I also am a lawyer.
All right, great. Just double checking. Okay, so you're saying that you believe Sirhan was shot by a bullet that was aimed upwards at him. Do you know the name of the shooter? I mean,
Bob Kennedy was assassinated, not Sirhan.
I'm sorry. Bobby Kennedy, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, do you know the name of the shooter?
We have some indications.
Okay, but this is not general knowledge?
No, of course not.
Okay. It's just that it's been a number of years, and I'm not sure how many researchers have gone down this road.
Neither am I. There's been a lot written.
Okay. I've got someone asking if you plan on using Noguchi's autopsy info.
Of course. Noguchi autopsy info was the critical piece of evidence of the innocence of Sirhan. I mean, Noguchi is a courageous man. Tom Noguchi is a courageous man. Did an autopsy report which is purely honest and straightforward, highly respected and respectable, and clearly showed the things that I said to you earlier, how Bob Kennedy was killed from the shots from the rear. Whereas 12 eyewitnesses that we have put Sirhan always in the front of Bob, never anywhere behind him, always in the front, and five other witnesses put him his gun hand on the table under control after the second shot. So Noguchi's report is very important, the case was thrown by his attorney. His attorney, Cooper, was compromised, had conflicts. He was under a potential indictment by the same prosecutor who was prosecuting Sirhan, Matt Byrne, had an indictment against, pending indictment against Grant Cooper, who was lead counsel. Had to do with the Friars case in New York, and Byrne was head of the task force in that case. He was also the main prosecutor of Sirhan. So Grant Cooper was hopelessly compromised, and he threw his case. And when the conviction came in against Sirhan, that felony indictment went away.
Yeah, very interesting. Do you feel that Sirhan was mind-controlled?
I think with no question he was hypnoprogrammed. We've had Dan Brown from Harvard for 3 years working with him, and Dan is a leading expert on hypnosis and hypnotic mind control and hypnotic programming in the world probably at this point. And Dan, there's no doubt that he was hypnoprogrammed as a diversionary, to be a diversionary actor in the night of the assassination.
Okay, and what about James Earl Ray? Do you think he was programmed?
James Earl Ray was nowhere near Los Angeles when Robert Kennedy was killed.
No, I was talking about Martin Luther King.
What about James Earl Ray?
Okay, we'll be right back after this break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeley removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeley is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
Hey! F.R.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Freedom Files. Weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Dr. William Pepper. Dr. Pepper, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What I was alluding to was the idea that James Earl Ray, Martin Luther King's supposed assassinator, was perhaps programmed himself. And you said, I saw in your book, you basically talked about how he was not the shooter.
Well, no, James was not the shooter. James was innocent. James was a patsy. He was not hypnotically programmed.
Okay.
He was totally following instructions and acting as a patsy. He's an escaped con. He was given bits of money, led around the country by a handler, and brought into Memphis by a handler, and did everything he was told to do there. But he was not programmed.
He was not programmed.
No.
Okay. When you say a handler, who was he handled by?
He was handled by a fellow named Raoul.
But I mean, what organization?
Raoul was a pro who, as it appears, had contacts both with organized crime and the Central Intelligence Agency.
Okay. So if there's a link up between the two assassinations, is it? Do you think that the CIA was behind the Sirhan, Bobby Kennedy's assassination as well?
I think they played a role, yes.
Okay. What kind of a role?
Well, I think they played a role in terms of the hypnoprogramming of Sirhan in that case, the Kennedy case, and in organizing the events of the day.
Okay, but it sounds like you believe there's some other organization or group behind it as well.
Well, there's not some other organization or group. These people function together, and they have various roles. The role of the FBI was specific in both cases, and normally that has to do with the covering up and keeping the lid on things and taking control of the investigation. The agency has ties with organized crime and would interface with organized crime in terms of coming up with necessary guns to do the job.
Okay, when you say the agency, are you talking about the FBI?
No,
having
the
ties?
Agency is the CIA.
Okay. But you're laying the blame for the assassinations on both the FBI and the CIA?
You're dealing with an establishment, a law enforcement intelligence establishment. You're dealing with task force operations that involve military intelligence as well. Particularly in the case of King, you had military intelligence was highly involved and probably the key coordinator. But the key coordinator in that assassination, he would have been ahead of a military intelligence group, was also with the CIA. These people have dual identities.
Okay, absolutely. When you say military intelligence, do you know what? Can you be more specific?
902nd Military Intelligence Group out of the Pentagon.
Really? Okay, can you describe what their sort of activities are?
Most of their activities are unknown. Heavy covert operations. They're the only intelligence group that is directly in the Pentagon under the control of the Assistant Chief of Staff for Intelligence.
Okay, who's the Assistant Chief of Staff for the Intelligence right now?
I don't know who's holding the position now.
Okay. Do you believe that they're still operational?
Of course.
Okay. Where did you get your information? In other words, was it fed to you by informants, or how did you track this kind of information?
Inside informants, inside military people.
All right. Do you think that they've stood in the way of getting these people sort of off and getting the real sort of killers found and so on and so forth?
They're not interested doing anything but blocking the truth.
Right.
They're not going to help solve these crimes. They're there to cover them up because they're involved in them.
Yes, I understand. So I have somebody asking if they found out, or if you found out, who the girl in the polka dot dress was in regard to the Sirhan and the Bobby Kennedy assassination.
Well, we have a lead.
You have a lead. Okay. So right now you're reopening this case, in essence, or you're asking to reopen it. Is that correct?
Well, we're trying to get an innocent man out of prison. That's the job of his lawyers, and that's what we're trying to do. And that may mean that we have to reopen the case to some extent, yes.
Okay, when you say to some extent, to what extent?
To the extent that the courts allow us to do what we have to do. I mean, the first obligation is try to get innocent man out of prison. Solving the murder is not the primary obligation of his lawyers.
Oh, I see. Okay, how successful was your book, An Active State?
Not very successful, because these books are not Orders to Kill, Active State, and I have the third one I'm working on the King case, which is the last of the trilogy. But these books are not reviewed in the mainstream media. They're blocked because the forces that run this country, of course, control most of the major publishing houses and newspapers. So the books don't get any publicity. You get a trashy book like the one this fellow Hampton Sides wrote recently, about following James Earl Ray, and that gets all kinds of publicity. but it's total rubbish. We're trying to get Sides at a deposition table, and he's running as fast as he can away from it, because he knows we'll just destroy his credibility. He's done no investigation, knows nothing about the case, and just is, unfortunately, a mouthpiece for the official story.
Okay. Well, I guess you don't know anything about my work, right? Project Camelot, you don't know anything about Project Camelot?
No, I don't know anything about your work.
Okay. We specialize in whistleblowers, and specifically whistleblowers from black projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're not at all surprised when you tell us that organizations are behind the murders. What I would like to know is whether what your theory is on who did murder Bobby Kennedy. In other words, I understand that you're saying a certain organization within the Pentagon of military intelligence is involved.
Not in the Kennedy killing, so far as I know. Only in the King assassination.
Only in the King. Okay. Why not in? Why wouldn't you expand that to include the Kennedy assassination?
I've had no evidence come to me that indicates that.
Uh-huh. Well, in other words, have you? Okay. Before you got involved in this case, had you investigated the Sirhan? You know, whether Sirhan was innocent and Bobby
not
Kennedy.
At all. Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
So you don't have any, do you have a theory on who was involved, who was actually a killer?
Yes.
And has this come because you started to get involved in investigating this case at this time, or was this something you investigated in the past?
No. It's what's come to me since I've become Sirhan's lawyer.
I see. And is this from informants again, or is this through linking up clues and that sort of
combination.
Thing? Combination. A combination.
Combination of informants and new technology with respect to the tape recording.
Oh, really? What in regard to the tape recording and the new technology?
Well,
what is it in
tape recording? The tape recording was tape recording made in the pantry at the time of the killing. Stanislaw Brzezinski left his recorder on, was in the pantry, but the technology was not available to carefully separate out the sounds until much more recently. And when we had experts do that, they clearly identified 13 bullets coming from two different directions, and some overlapping. So that indicates to us, of course, that there was more than one gun being fired. Sirhan's gun only had 8 bullets, and his hand was on the table when he was pulling the trigger robotically with 6 of them. So there's another gun being fired, and that gun was being fired from west to east, which is from Bob Kennedy's back into his back. Sirhan was always in his front.
I understand. I'm being told by an informant that Raoul is a code name. Had you heard that?
Raoul is not a code name. It's a real name of a man who is alive and well.
Okay. Have you met him?
Your informants. I don't know who your informants are. I know where Raoul lives. I've been up to his house. We've confronted his wife and his daughter. You know everything about Raoul. You've got an informant that thinks he's a code. It's a code name.
Okay, well, that's what I'm simply telling you what they're telling me. Okay, well, as far as the, what do you think the chances are that Sirhan is going to get, I don't know if another trial is even something that is a possibility, but do you think that there's any chance for what you're attempting to do?
I think it's very slim. I mean, the chances, the case is so blocked and so locked in that they try to kill you procedurally in the court, so that you never get a chance to deal with the substantive issues and put the merits out. You just never get a chance. As a rule, that's how they lock you up. The interesting thing is that in this supplemental brief, we are going to raise all the issues and put for the first time, effectively, I think, with all the new evidence, those issues before the court. So at least it'll be a part of the record. Will it make a difference? Probably not. The politics in these cases and the overwhelming forces of the people who run the society are so strong that they will try to block any of this coming into a real trial. But that, of course, is what we're looking for.
It is what you're looking for. You'd like a real trial.
Of course, we'd like at least an evidentiary hearing.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know who the judge is that's presiding over the brief that you're submitting?
Yes.
And is it your thought that the judge will be, predisposed to consider it?
I don't really know. I can just say that in the past, the courts have not been predisposed.
Okay. Let's see. I've got somebody saying that, because we have a lot of listeners to this, and it will actually possibly help your case. If you write some books, they will be very interested in this. David Morales seems to be a person that might have been linked up in both the assassinations. You familiar with that name?
Yes.
Do you think that's true?
Which both assassinations?
Of Martin Luther King and of Bobby Kennedy.
I have no indication Morales had anything to do with Martin Luther King. I do have an indication that he was around the area in terms of Bobby, and it's rumored that he also had a role to play in the assassination of Bobby's brother.
Oh, really? Can you tell me what Morales? What's the background on Morales?
He's an operative. He's been an agency operative for a very long time.
Okay, and which agency?
CIA.
Okay. So the military intelligence sector that you were talking about that you think is involved in Martin Luther King, it sounds like you feel that that was more politically motivated than Bobby Kennedy.
No. They're both motivated.
Socially motivated? Okay. Well, why wouldn't you link that organization up, for example, with Bobby Kennedy? Simply because you don't have the evidence? Would you go there? Would there be a way that you could investigate
that? You mean the Army? Link them up with the Bobby assassination? I've just never seen any indication of it at all. Maybe they in fact did play a role that it hasn't surfaced in any of the evidence I've seen.
Well, is it possible that the same groups would want both men dead?
Of course.
That's likely, isn't it?
Of course. The people who run this country wanted both of them dead.
Okay.
They wanted Jack Kennedy dead as well. They wanted Malcolm dead. I mean, you couldn't let these people live. They were beyond control. Bobby was going to end the oil depletion allowance, same way Jack was. That's 27.5% of every barrel of oil that goes in the pockets of the oil barons. They couldn't allow that to happen, and Bobby was going to reopen the investigation of the assassination of his brother. He was going to end the war in Vietnam, which is a huge hit on some of the construction companies, the oil and energy companies. Yeah, but there was just no way that they could ever allow Bob Kennedy in the White House. Martin King was going to bring 500,000 people to Washington. That was going to turn into a revolutionary group when they didn't get peacefully what they wanted. They're not going to let that happen.
Okay, but originally, based on what I read briefly, you were not a fan of Bobby Kennedy. Is that right?
Well, I handled Bobby's campaign in 64 when he ran for the Senate in New York State. I was his citizens chairman in Westchester County. Not New York State, but just Westchester, heavily Republican county. Bobby asked me to run his campaign, so I knew. I didn't like him. That's true. I found him arrogant. I found him detached from the plight of poor people. I found him isolated, and natural that he was because of the family and the wealth in which he came. But the Bob Kennedy I knew was not the Bob Kennedy they killed 4 years later. Bob Kennedy they killed was someone who'd been to Appalachia, been to Mississippi, saw things he never imagined existed in this country, and it changed him. So friends, everyone said this was a different man, and I didn't know him, and I regret that. Bob I knew was in 64 was different from the man they killed in 68. So I have to give him his due. From everything I've heard, he really had turned around. He really was much more aware of the plight of the of poor people in this country.
Absolutely. Well, Do you feel that this is an interesting sort of juncture in your own life, that you're coming around to a situation where you're able to do something to absolve possibly this person who's been wrongly accused of his murder?
Well, I mean, I think we'll do everything we can. We're going to lay the case out. I will try to use every means at my disposal to get the truth before the American people and the world. I think I will face the same. We'll face the same problems we faced in the King case, but we'll do everything that we possibly can. You know, I had the civil trial in the Martin King case. The civil trial went for 30 days and 70 witnesses, and we laid out very clearly how Martin was killed and why he was killed. But nobody in the country knows about that. Very few people know. If they read Act of State, they would have had a summary of the trial. It was a monumental trial, a historic trial.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we'll be right back. If you don't mind staying with us for a bit longer, it'd be great to talk to you a bit more.
I have too much on my plate.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio, live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Dr. William Pepper. Dr. Pepper, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate you taking this time out of your very valuable efforts to bring some justice to Sirhan and some clarity to the public about this situation. So do you think that your brief that you bring before the judge will ever see the light of day in terms of the public?
Well, I mean, yes, it gets filed with the court, so it becomes a publicly available document. But will the public know about it or read it? Masses, of course, will not. You know, they don't know what's there, and the media is not going to cover it.
You don't think the media will cover it at all?
Well, at all means one thing. If they do, it'll be very minor. I don't think they'll give it any substantive coverage. They never have.
Well, have you tried places like KPFK, for example?
There have been interviews with independent radio and Pacifica.
Uh-huh.
You know, there have been interviews, but they have a select audience who listens to them and who are effectively the converted. They're not mainstream America, and they're not masses, so it doesn't really have much impact beyond just continuing to, I guess, preach to the converted.
Do you feel that, will you write a book about this case? Are you thinking of that?
We haven't thought about writing a book yet, no. And the reason I'm getting involved in the case is as a lawyer is to try to get this guy justice, so and to get the Kennedy family justice, actually, because they're as much in the dark of who killed Bob as anyone else.
Are they? You don't think they're clued in to what's going on behind the scenes?
No, I think they blocked it for the most part all these years. I think it's very painful for them, and it's not for me or anyone else to criticize the family for its non-interest or disinterest. I mean, I think their position is it's not going to bring Bob back. It's like it's not going to bring Jack Kennedy back, and so let's get on with our lives. And that I sense is the posture of the family. But that may change as more and more evidence, you know, gets put in front of them. Maybe at one point, one member of the family, you know, Bob had a lot of children. One point, and one or another, the children may say, look, I really want to look more closely at this.
Are you in touch with anyone from the family?
Not directly. I am indirectly, but not directly.
Uh-huh. What about Robert? What about, John Kennedy? Have you investigated that? I mean, obviously it's been extremely well covered. I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts about that and the link-ups between the assassination with, again, Martin Luther King and Bobby.
I've not done any investigation on the assassination of John Kennedy other than what most people have done in terms of reading what's come out and getting information on it. I'm not a conspiracy buff as such, but in my guts I believe the same forces were behind these killings.
Okay. Let's see. I've got somebody, this same person is asking, what's Raul's last name? Are you able to say that?
I'm not going to discuss his last name. I'm not going to do that over the air, no. I'm not going to.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And the guy's protected. He's Portuguese, so I'll say that. He's of Portuguese descent, but he's protected. Has been protected. You know, we cover some of that in the coverage of the trial, but a Portuguese reporter interviewed his wife. If anyone is interested, they can follow that story. They can read Active State and follow that story.
Okay. As far as Sirhan is concerned, when you talk about mind control, you talk about him being programmed, etc. It looks the person you referred to was Dan Brown. This is a psychologist?
Yes.
Psychiatrist?
Yes.
Okay. Are you aware of MK Ultra?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that he might have been part of a group of sleeper agents that are out there?
Who would be a group of sleeper agents?
Sirhan.
No, Sirhan's Apache. He was profiled as Apache, and he met all the qualifications, and so they used him.
But you
agree that he's highly hypnotizable.
Okay, but you agree that he was programmed, right?
Yes, of course he was programmed.
Okay, so as a programmed individual, and if they're programming, in other words, you've seen the movie The Manchurian Candidate, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. Do you know what these types of agents, do you know the theory that there could be multiple sleeper agents out there that are programmed in the same way?
There may well be. I don't know about that.
Okay. What about Oswald? Because Oswald has a lot of indicators that say that he was programmed as well.
No, I haven't looked at that at all. It's very possible, but I haven't looked at that. I think it's very likely that Oswald was also another well-profiled Patsy.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this sort of angle up is because we have some very specific whistleblowers in this regard, and because if you're as a lawyer and you want to defend Sirhan and you're talking about the idea that he might have been programmed. In many ways, if there's a link up between, or if there a trail can be shown to be a series of assassinations that have changed our government repeatedly using programmed assassins, that could be very persuasive evidence, couldn't it?
Well, yes, it could be. I doubt that that's the case. I have no doubt that there are individuals who've been programmed to various attacks and various killings, perhaps more overseas than on American soil. I have no doubt that is the case, and that was a full-blown program that was going on from the late 50s in the 60s into the early 70s. There's no question in my mind that they did that, that they had the safe houses around the country, in California, particularly up in San Francisco and in Northern California. In the Vallejo area. So I have no doubt that they were doing all of that.
Okay.
But I don't see that as a factor in the King assassination or in the Malcolm assassination, from what I know about it. In terms of Jack Kennedy, I also don't think it was a factor. But anything is possible. Certainly there was this effort to control people in this way. And there was a lot of time, a lot of money spent on it. Ewan Cameron did a lot of work up in Canada. There were a number of psychiatrists who worked with Patsy types and down in the States, and California in particular. So all of these things are possible, but you can't go off and make wild allegations that they've used these tactics to conduct these particular assassinations. I think this was the case in terms of Bob Kennedy.
If they have techniques that they use repeatedly to train these people, and you were able to substantiate the method through having individuals, say psychiatrists or people that were experts in deprogramming, what's called deprogramming from MKUltra type of things. They might be able to prove that there's a method of programming that's involved that could be the evidence could be found in the individual, such as Sirhan and the way he behaved under the circumstances and the way he didn't remember certain things, etc., that could indicate that that MKUltra, a program that has already been put into the public domain, basically, although certainly aspects of it are still hidden, and from my information that I have, it's still going on today. But if you were able to prove there was such a program and that Sirhan was a sort of involved in such a program, whether or not he knew it, I don't know, and Oswald as well, it could be pretty groundbreaking information.
Well, I mean, there was such a program. There's no question about that.
Right. So, I mean, you have to put, at some point, you have to put two and two together, right?
The reach of the program and the extent of it, all of that, and that's a very difficult. They had a number of different sub-program names, and they carried out this activity. There was no question that that was going on. I'm just saying you can't, without hard evidence, link it to the whole range of assassinations. I think we can link it to Sirhan because I've had Dan Brown with him for 3 years, interviewing him, examining him, hypnotizing. We've had Sirhan under hypnosis for 3 years, and so there's no we have no doubt about that.
Will you use that as part of your defense?
We certainly, yeah. Dan Brown's declaration will be a part of the brief, of course.
Okay.
But, you know, you've got to understand this is very complicated stuff. It's not just hypnotism. There's this very heavy chemical element, drug element. They combine drugs and hypnosis, and they use electric shock. They use varieties of methods to wipe out memory in addition to controlling behavior. So there's no question there are whole sections of Sirhan's memory that we're never going to be able to get back.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, I have a caller, but before I bring them on, I always have one last question for you. Are you familiar with Robert Morningstar?
With who?
Robert Morningstar.
I've heard the name, but I'm not really familiar.
Okay. I just wondered. He wrote a book on the Kennedy assassination, was a very involved researcher in that area. Okay, we've got a caller here from area code 561. You're on the air with Dr. William Pepper and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Can we hear everybody all right? Sorry. I really admire all your work from both of you, actually. Each aspect is pretty much common knowledge. I'm thinking this, the assassination of Kennedy's both brothers as to why. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy, he was JFK's right-hand man. He was his lawyer. He knew exactly everything that JFK knew. So it was kind of a redundant thing because he was not going to drop what his brothers what he was trying to unveil or unleash. People have to understand what Armageddon means.
Okay, caller, thank you very much. Do you have a question for Dr. Pepper?
Josh, question. No, he pretty much seems to know everything. That's a hard thing
right.
to say. It's just
thank,
kind of waking
you.
People up, kind of saying.
Thank you very much,
on.
Caller.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Dr. Pepper, what he was talking about there, just the implied question was that do you agree that Bobby Kennedy was likely also killed because he was going to carry on the legacy of his brother as well as having knowledge that perhaps his brother had?
No, I think that's certainly a part of it, and he was also going to reopen an investigation into the assassination of his brother.
Okay, that's a good reason there. We'll be right back on the last 15 minutes of the show. You are welcome to stay with us, Dr. Pepper, if you have the time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. William Pepper. Dr. Pepper, are you there?
Yeah, but I've got to go very shortly.
I understand. Well, we've got less than 10 minutes left in the show, so just a few more questions. I see that you spent some time in Caracas with Hugo Chavez. Can you talk at all a little bit about him?
Well, Hugo is... An interesting character. He's a a committed nationalist, very powerful commitment to social programs and taking care of the needs of the impoverished of his country. He's come up against very, very difficult obstacles because of the culture of corruption in Venezuela and South America generally. I have a lot of time for him. Personally, I think he's got a very, very difficult, not an impossible task in terms of defeating the corruption in the country. And so that's a major problem. But he is he's clearly a nationalist with the right values in terms of his people.
Well, isn't his biggest problem the American government and the CIA?
No. I think they're a nuisance, and they are opposed to him and would like to overthrow him, and I think have tried to overthrow him on more than one occasion. I know they have on more than one occasion. That's how I came to know him. But I think his biggest problem, if you could measure size of problems, is it's internal, and it's within his own revolutionary movement, because there's such corruption that's come into play.
Okay. What is your, just while we have just a few more minutes left, obviously you're, you've fought for sort of the rights of humanity and for bringing recognition to the inequalities out there your entire life. Is there anything specific that you can talk about with regard to what's going on right now? And I know it's a big subject, but do you have a particular point of view in regard to the government and what's going on in America now, for example?
America's in a disastrous situation. This republic is very, very ill. It's heading increasingly into a two-class society once again, middle class being wiped out, and enormous wealth being accumulated by 1% of the population who control 40% of the wealth of the country. In my view, America's in a pre-revolutionary situation, and it will be very difficult for this system to be reformed in any way, shape, or form. It'll have to be radically changed, drastically changed. And how that comes about, of course, will play out in the course of this next generation. The present government, present administration, is serving the same needs of the ruling class that the previous one has. I mean, I'm special counsel to the court in Spain as we're trying to prosecute members of the previous administration for war crimes, crimes against humanity, violations of the Torture Victim Protection Act and the Torture Convention. And we were met with opposition at every turn by the Obama administration, perpetuated most of the Bush illegal activity around the globe. So there's no change with Obama. He's an apologist and a working horse for the ruling forces who are dominating this society. They will not go away.
Do you believe that let's see, Brzezinski is basically behind Obama making the choices he does, or do you think that there's other individuals?
Brzezinski? No, Brzezinski is a mechanic. Brzezinski's okay. Been a tool who's worked very closely with one of the masters of the universe. I mean, Brzezinski worked under David Rockefeller forever. David Rockefeller and the Bilderbergs since the late 50s, and then the trilateral group which he spawned in the 70s to expand and bring in numbers of people, particularly the Japanese, who were not a part of the Bilderberg operation or the Council on Foreign Relations operation. I mean, these are the forces that dominate and run the country. That's not a big secret. They're powerful people.
Yes.
Big Brzezinski is just he's another mechanic, like Kissinger was.
What about Soros? Do you have any thought about him?
I have fond thoughts of George Soros. I like George Soros personally. I mean, I know him and I like him. I think he's a classic liberal who would like to see the system reformed, like to see it function properly with separation of powers and a meaningful elected representative body within the existing constitutional framework. George Soros, I think, is a very decent human being. I have a lot of time for him. I just think his way is not going to work. It's just too late.
Okay. You don't feel that he's actually affiliated with the Rothschilds?
I don't know what you mean by affiliated. I mean, does he know leaders of the Rothschild family? David Rockefeller does. I mean, the Bilderbergs work with the Rothschilds.
Trilateralists
work with the Rothschilds. Does George work with the Rothschilds?
All right. Well, we're at the end of the show. Thank you very much, Dr. William Pepper. And I hope we can stay in touch and find out more about your work and how it succeeds.
Okay. Keep on your good work as well. And maybe send me an email. Let me know who you are and what you do.
I will do so. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
No taboo topics. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Control the output. Control is good.
5, Roger, copy.
4, 3, 2, 1,
engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.